This is a Collider.com audio interview.
It's like the Entertainment Tonight rooms where it's just like lights and like...
I got to be honest with you. When they want to interview me, I say no. I only go with Access
Good.
Hollywood.
Good.
You know?
We'll have to do all of them, so I don't have a choice.
Yeah, but that's part of like the machine. Actually, let me ask you this question. Is it frustrating for you because I look at the quote-unquote the talent, and I see that everyone has to give them like 10, 15 minutes, and they use 20 seconds if you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't – you just don't take so much of it too seriously. I mean, it's a weird thing. It's like sometimes – as you saw in that press conference, we'll just go off the rails. Because you really, and you're like, does it really matter? And then you're like, okay, you can see some people like getting frustrated, like, no, we want a real answer. So then you double back and you go, okay, actually, seriously, this is how we did it. Da, da, da. But it's true. You do these junket days and they'll tease it throughout the show and, coming up, well, we talked to Will Ferrell about his underpants, and they use the thing that has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating for me.
And then it's a blip of me going, we had a great time. shooting in the streets of New York, and da-da-da. So it's like...
No, totally. I said to Adam upstairs, and I'll say to you, like, I thought the press conference was fucking awesome.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, I mean, we like to just... You might as well mess around, because... Really? I mean, don't you find that more interesting than...
Well, did you notice all the cameras?
Yeah.
That is a step in the right direction, though, because how, for me, and I'm just, as a journalist, like, how are you supposed to transcribe onto a page
that
kind of chemistry?
Right.
But if you can see it, it's like, you know, I'm putting up the whole thing on, whatever, you know? Jumping into the movie for a second. First of all, I thought it was fucking awesome.
Oh,
I'm gonna curse a little bit.
Good.
I laughed my ass off. When did you first know that your chemistry with Mark Wahlberg would be so good?
I think we had a big read through for Sony, which was so, and Mark like killed it. Like he was like, and I thought I was really bad, and I was just like, oh my God, Mark is so fun. Just like, there was just something about writing stuff in his voice that was just, it made us laugh so hard, just how serious he was. And like, look at you, why do you do that? Why are you? And we were just like, oh, we can't take it. And then we started, it was just probably in those first couple read-throughs. And then my kind of earnestness and like, I disagree with you, you know, and not getting... And you know, I made a point, like, I kept telling Adam and Chris, like, we have to make sure this isn't, like, Mark's a tough guy, Will's the nerdy guy who can't do it. Like, I have to have a toughness also. I have to be confident, even though I'm an eccentric weirdo, I have to be confident enough to push him back. And once we started putting that in the script, it really kind of, it was great. And then by rehearsal, it was just like, oh, I cannot wait to shoot this scene, I can't wait to shoot this scene. And it was, there were just times where he's just looking at me, and I can't look at him, because he's just, either whether he's just the slow burn, or when he gets pissed, it just made us laugh.
Well, he told me how he was having a tough time keeping a straight face.
Yeah,
so it seems to me like this entire shoot was a tough time keeping a straight face.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was easier for me, because my guy is so serious, and I would make a point, like, I don't try not to laugh, like, just I shouldn't laugh, because but there's just idiotic where I just don't get ruffled by anything he says, and it just made him laugh so hard that, like, and when we watched the movie the times Adam and I last time we watched the movie, at first you're like, you may have a tendency to like, I feel sorry for Will's character, because Mark's like, you're an idiot, I hate you. And like, I think it's reversed. Like, he has to put up with what a weirdo I am. Like, my bad music, the fact that I'm like such an odd, weird guy. And I don't know. Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say, I think that you both compliment each other extremely well. I wanted to ask you about the rehearsal process. So you mentioned that you rehearsed it. Do you guys feel that, like, if you rehearse it too much, you're going to burn out the scene? I'm just curious about your rehearsal process versus the actual filming process.
Well, we're too lazy to rehearse too much, so that will never be a problem.
Right.
But yeah, and I think, yeah, I think rehearsal to us was just taking 3 to 4 days of just reading the scenes out loud, and then kind of just going, does this part make sense? Does that part? And then Adam would go, let's try one where you guys just play around with it. And then we would try it. And like, okay, that's good. Let's go get lunch. And yeah, but whether it's by design or not, we definitely don't rehearse too much. And so that, yeah, when we're on the set, it's still pretty brand new. Plus you're looking at a scene and you're already thinking, oh, tomorrow's work. You know what? This is really a funny part. What I could also go off here and go off there, and so you kind of have a little game plan going into the next day, and then add in McKay, who's just, you know, I don't think there's anyone like him around in terms of the way he directs. And
well,
yeah,
as far as you two together, I mean, everything you both have done together has been so good. It's I, as a fan, I say, yeah, I wish there was a yearly movie from you two. Like every Halloween we had a Ferrell McKay pairing.
Yeah Well, I know, I mean, we have a great time working together. We never it's funny, there's never that uncomfortable moment of where McKay pitches an idea or I pitch an idea and the other one's going, what is he talking about? It's always, at the very worst, it's usually like, oh, that's great, I didn't even think of that. Or we always preface it like, this may be crazy, but what if we did this? Like, I don't know if that'll work. But we're never, we're just always in sync in terms of what we think is funny, what the right tone is. There's never an uncomfortable thing where you're, because you'll have sometimes where a comedy director pulls you aside and goes, so that was great, but do you want to wear this funny hat in the next scene? Just thought it'd be great. And you have to go, I don't know if we should do that. Okay. Hurt feelings. Walk away. Yeah. But Adam and I, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's kind of like the moment we started working at Saturday Night Live, we kind of both just kind of clicked.
No,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
I of course have to ask you I got that little signal. Of course, oh. I have to ask you.
I thought you were like,
No.
I want to talk to you about God. Can I talk to you about your feelings about God?
No. Yeah, no. I'm not going that direction. I am devastated, and I speak for all of fandom, that Anchorman 2 is not going forward.
Yeah.
What can you talk about your reaction to it not moving forward? And is it possible, can we go to Anchorman 3? Can we skip over?
It totally is. Yeah, you know, it's just tough right now to get movies made. You know, it's just weird in something that was kind of, we were basically begged to for years and years, like, would you guys ever do a sequel? Would you ever do a sequel? And we finally kind of were feeling like, you know, every year there's been, that movie's kind of built, and we warmed up to the idea of like, God, that actually could be a lot of fun. And we kind of got everyone together, and then they were basically like, great, we can't believe it, and you have to do it for this amount. And we're like, oh, well, there's no way we could do it for, you know, I mean, it's hard to talk about budgets in Hollywood and not come off like, because there's a lot, it takes a lot of money to make a movie, and even a small budget is a lot of money.
Totally.
And so I don't want to ever downplay the fact that, but if you're getting myself and Steve Carell and Paul Rudd, and at least, and probably a bunch of other people who would line up to be in that movie, it's going to cost a certain amount, but we also know we would also cut everything to do it. So there really wasn't a realistic, it was basically like, yeah, do it for $20. And
right.
We're like, what? And so you don't want to come off like, but anyway, it's kind of balls in their court, you know? You get mad at first and you get a little frustrated, and then you're like, okay, well, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, and we'll go on and do something else. But But I think, you know, I just think they come off looking strange.
It's very
yeah,
frustrating.
Yeah.
I have to wrap with you, but yeah. Adam just told Devin upstairs that it was going to be a musical, Broadway. He was dropping some information about it.
That was the concept. I know. And we were going to do a whole thing. Great idea.
Yeah, no, it's so amazing. Frustrating.
But it's just, you know, and so anyway, I love talking about it because I hope it all just filters back. But I don't know if they even hear any of that stuff. They're kind of a weird place.
No, it's very frustrating. listen, thank you so much.
Yeah,
let me hit stop and congratulations.